From January the 1st next year, 10,000 first home buyers annually will be able to purchase a property with just a 5% deposit. The other 15% is to be guaranteed by the government. Under the scheme, the federal government will guarantee the difference of a standard down payment and remove the costs of lenders' mortgage insurance. The federal government says access to its first home buyer deposit scheme will be on a first-come, first-served basis. Housing Minister Michael Sukkar says the government has identified a clear need for the scheme.
But in capital cities like Sydney, it's taking up to 10 years to get a deposit together. In Melbourne, up to 8 years to get a deposit together. And often, in a rising housing market, by the time you think you've got your deposit, you need even more than what you thought you needed. So the First Home Loan Deposit Scheme breaks that nexus. It enables first-home buyers to get into the market sooner, and we're working very closely with financial institutions and banks to make sure that this is as smooth as possible for first-home buyers from the 1st of January.
The government has also announced price caps for support through the scheme, which is $700,000 for a house in Sydney, $600,000 in Melbourne and $475,000 in Brisbane. Price caps for large regional centres are the same as those for the capital city in their state. Areas with populations under 250,000 have a lower price cap, and there is a flat limit to the ACT and the Northern Territory. The federal government says while there is no set number of deposit guarantees per state, the government will keep a close eye on demand to further shape the scheme. Labor supports the scheme and succeeded in changing its legal framework, so it is reviewed once a year rather than every three. But opposition leader Anthony Albanese says first home buyers deserve to know the full details of the scheme now.
Look, we voted for the scheme, but we also voted for a 12-month review of the scheme because we haven't seen the detail. We still don't know which lenders will be involved. We don't know what the interest rates will be. And this is a scheme that's supposed to begin in 2 months. The government really needs to get on top of the detail so that people can benefit from it and so that everyone can be clear about how the scheme will operate in a transparent way. If that doesn't happen, there'll be issues down the track.
Applicants must have earned less than $125,000 in the previous financial year as a single person or $200,000 as a couple. Minister Sukkar says more details and documents will be made available on the Treasury website from Monday. The Property Council of Australia says it's important the settings are right for off-the-plan apartments or house and land packages. There are also concerns the scheme may push up house prices. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann doesn't believe this will occur as a result of the scheme.
Well, we don't believe so. I mean, we think it's carefully calibrated, but I mean, that's one of the things that we will assess once the scheme has been in place for a while. I mean, you know, in the end, I mean, it's very specifically targeted.
Stakeholders can provide feedback on the draft framework until November the 4th. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.